Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have an idea? A dream? One that you are so passionate about but have no clue on how to manifest it? Then sit back, relax, and welcome to Love, Light, and Passion. Here, award-winning social media professional Wendy Manganiello and guests talk about taking that passionate idea and making it an abundant reality. This show is dedicated to the loving memory of Sean Stevenson, whose instinctive ability to motivate others taught Wendy to take a dream and allow the universe to make it into an abundant reality. Wendy is the founder of Social Abundance Marketing. They partner with you and strategically deliver your unique business content onto social media platforms, thus helping you engage and develop your business relationships. After all, making social media abundantly clear is their goal. And now your host, Wendy Manganiello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Love, Light, and Passion. I am so sorry we are a few minutes late today due to technical difficulties on my end. I already have my guest online. She's been patiently waiting. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, and we're going to get started. Her name is Amy Holly, and she has a company called Holly Wrap, and she started it out just doing some wrapping and gifting, and it has turned into an incredible business for her. She is passionate about it, and we're going to talk about the importance of gifting, what types of gift to give, and all sorts of other things. But right now, we are going to welcome my guest, Amy Holly. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Wendy. How are you today?
Oh, that is so weird. This episode's a little bit blotchy. Let's see if this gets a little better. Can you hear me okay, Amy? All right. She has dropped from the call. We're going to get her to call back in just 1 minute. We will get started with our regular show. Let me give you a little bit more background on Amy while we're waiting for her to call back in. We're having a little bit of issues today with Skype, so we may have to re-record this episode later. We are really excited to have Amy. She, like I said, owns a gifting business, and some of the things that we're going to talk about are why it's important to gift, what types of gifts do you give, and does gifting help with your marketing of entrepreneurs? Let's see, we got Amy back. Let's see if she's back.
Wendy?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Are you getting a second, of 1 second backlog from me?
I am, and I wasn't sure whether to turn off my laptop sound or my phone sound.
Okay, that sounds better. I think it's gone. Okay. I think we're good.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I just turned off the sound on the laptop. So.
Okay. Good. So this is. I apologize, A, for not being on. Sometimes we do have technical difficulties, even in my world.
I understand. I know how that goes. You're making us all feel better, Wendy.
Yeah, you're only as good as your technology work. So.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm so glad that you can join us. And a little background, I've known Amy for about 3 years now. We're in the same WinFor group together, which is a women's in networking. And she was everything from president to past president. What else did you do? You've done a couple things there. But I'm so excited to have you on the show because I have lots of questions about gifting, and I think I called this show the lost art form because I really do think because brands and awareness and everything is so, everything is kind of here and there and go very quick because of social media, I think that the right type of gifting is really important for a business client relationship. So I'm really excited to have you on the show. So.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. And I have to agree with you naturally about the lost art of gifting. And it's become even more and more aware. I've become even more and more aware of how lost people can be sometimes when they want to just give, you know, simply give a gift of recognition or a gift of thanks. So I think it's just because something we have just let go somehow, and maybe as you said, maybe it's because of the instant communication with everything. It's so much easier to send a quick text or a quick email, and you know, not to diminish the value of that at all, but there are things you can do so much that will make so much more of an impact and create a real experience that the recipient just is not going to forget.
Exactly. And so tell us a little bit how you got started, because this was not your career, and part of the show is how you become, you take something that you're passionate about and make it into something. So this was not your career before. You worked in corporate America for a little bit there, and you have an education background too. So how did you go from that to making, I've received some of Amy's boxes, the most beautifully wrapped gifts I have ever seen. So how did you go from that transition? What made you decide to start doing this?
Several different things. My healthcare career was so rewarding, and I absolutely loved the jobs that I did. Unfortunately, in the area that I was in, which could be possible maybe for a lot of people who are listening, you may not have room for movement, even laterally, much less up the ladder. With the healthcare setting, a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing was pretty much required for any type of administrative training, job, or anything within the healthcare system. So I had no interest in going back to school to go to nursing school, but I did decide to go back to school and work on a master's so that I could work my way into a different career field. Obviously, in healthcare, you're very specialized, so it doesn't translate very easily to a lot of other jobs. So going back to school at the University of Louisville, doing a master's program while I was still working in healthcare, which, you know, it was nighttime classes. Now my children were grown, so that made things a lot easier for me. And I didn't have a husband at the time, so that made things a lot easier for me. But went back to school and found a program at the University of Louisville that specialized in adult learning and adult education. And my past experience with teaching and so forth in the healthcare setting seemed to work into that very well. So I finished that master's degree and did an internship with General Electric while I was in that program, and ended up getting a job in their training and development department, which led to a career in their marketing division and then into some leadership roles in customer service. So that was the last 7 years of my actual working career outside of HollyWrap. I just at some point, I did get married, and my husband and I were both traveling quite a bit and decided that one of us really should kind of step back a little bit, and, you know, I quickly volunteered. So I resigned from my position at GE in hopes of starting my own business. So I have to say, GE was, my career with the corporate world was pretty instrumental in kind of incubating that idea of running my own business and providing excellent customer service. Well, this was in 2008 when the market was just plummeting. I had plans to do something that would be more of a retail-focused service and decided that, or it was more a restaurant-type service, and decided the timing was just way too wrong for that with the market the way it was. So I was wrapping gifts, which I've always loved to do, and I ended up doing that as a business just to get me through the holidays one time, and realized that realized actually very quickly that a lot of people I was doing gifts for had their own businesses or definitely had jobs because they weren't wrapping their own presents. They were paying somebody to do it, and they needed gift advice within the workforce. So I started experimenting and investigating, researching that option, and realized that there was a true void for a full-service gifting operation that shops, wraps, and delivers. And then, of course, my passion comes in with the presentation on the gift and the experience itself. But we also have a large, huge passion for local companies, local products in my household. So I decided to go with only locally made products, whether that's in the state of Kentucky or Southern Indiana.
And, you know, and that's what makes you interesting. Although you do that here, and people listening, if they're in other states, is that you do a lot of gifting for businesses here, but a lot of times, because I've heard you talk about this, that it's because people want to send things that's Kentucky made to other parts of the country. So how did that start to happen? Because it's not just, I mean, I hear that people go, oh, okay, I have to get a gift. Well, why would I send something from Kentucky? But if they're Derby fans, I mean, you have some incredible things that you do. So, like, talk about not just being close to, like, oh, okay, so it's all in Kentucky, but what types of gifts that you do from Kentucky that you can send all over the country in a beautifully, again, beautifully wrapped box. And why businesses are choosing to do that?
Well, I think the reason businesses started believing in me and my service was because when I presented to businesses, I came with an actual product, you know, that was in a package. And, of course, they were kind of surprised by what they saw and impressed. And then I talk a lot about the local products we have available. We have so many quality products available that are made within our state and within, you know, our area, including Southern Indiana, that there's no reason to purchase something that comes from outside of this area. We use very high-quality chocolates in our gift boxes. We use high-quality baking, cooking, seasoning products. That's via Bourbon Barrel Foods and Shelby Sea Salt, which are excellent. The chocolates are cellar door chocolate. We go with a local coffee roaster called Red Hot Roasters. We have Louisville Stoneware products available. And if your listeners, you guys, if you're not familiar with Louisville Stoneware products, they're absolutely beautiful keepsakes, all handmade. This is a business that dates almost, you know, well over 100 years ago as far as being a stoneware center in the country. So things like that. Of course, we have tons of bourbon. That is something I cannot, I can't work with alcohol, unfortunately. But we do go with like julep cups and different bar accessories to go with any kind of a bourbon-themed package. Maybe it's bourbon balls or bourbon caramel salted popcorn, things like that. So it is very thematic, you're right, about what's kind of significant in the Louisville environment, and then, you know, going out into the Kentucky area, my goodness, there's just unbelievable supply of things that are handmade in this state. I go to Kentucky Crafted every year, which is a big showcase for all of the artisans and craftsmen in Kentucky to bring their products, between cutting boards, jewelry, salt and pepper shakers, all kinds of usable kitchen items, spoons, anything that a gourmet cook would appreciate, spices, ingredients, to something that people who want to display art, you know, if they're in the into the art scene, there's tons of different things there. And we can usually find something perfect for the recipient. And that's another value that my business adds to our clients, is that we personalize gifts. So we ask the gift giver kind of some information about the person that they're giving this gift to, whether it's an employee, a business partner, a supplier, or a client or customer, and then we custom design some kind of a gift package experience for that client. And generally, we'll offer three different price levels for our clients to make a decision, you know, based on what their budget is for that. So the people that have used us have come back 100%. It's the return rate of a client in this business has been very surprising to me. I have sent you a few of the testimonials we get, and we are just eliminating so much work for the client or their administrative assistant. We're providing a service that's top-notch, on time, and providing the correct gift and presentation and experience.
So when you get a new client who's looking for a gift, because I'm just curious, what would you say is your top, this is what your clients are sending? Like, is there a favorite out of the things that, because it, even if it's more customized, but is it Derby time with the Derby glasses, or is there, what seems to be the hot seller when it comes to gifting and business?
You're absolutely right. It's very seasonal. During Derby, we send tons of Derby themed items. The rest of the year, we send a lot of Louisville-themed items for our local clients. And at the holidays, it's generally a lot of very high-quality organic baked goods, the roasted coffees from Red Hot Roasters, hot chocolate mix that we get from Cake Flour here in Louisville, things like that, you know, for a typical holiday-type gift.
And my next question is, because you mentioned three times a year, is that, so what is the best route for, if you get a client and you say, okay, I want to be able to set up a gift program for them, I want to be able to give them something every so often, you know, they buy this much in sales. So what ideas do you have for clients? Is it better to give at the holidays or when you get the client? Or what is a good time to say, okay, this is a key point? Or what are your clients doing to say, this is a key point to start gifting? Is it by sales? Is it just by birthdays? When's a good time to gift?
Really, yeah. If we set up a gifting program, we try to include guidelines for all of that. I do a presentation for clients called the Value of Recognition and the Art of Doing It Well. So it's like an 8 to 10 minute presentation that I do that talks about just those things. Like how personal can we actually make this gift? In some cases, it's not advisable. It needs to be business appropriate. But we also look at triggers for gifts. So perhaps within your sales force, it's the first time they have a coffee meeting with a client, then they want to, with a potential client, let's consider taking that client to coffee. Of course, you're buying the coffee, and you may want to give them just a small token of appreciation for having met you and taken time out of their day. Perhaps the next point in their sales cycle is actually writing a proposal or a contract after you've had that coffee meeting, and that, again, is another time to say thank you so much for having interest in our business. Maybe it's just a thank you card. Maybe it's an actual phone call where you say thank you instead of, you know, just waiting till you show up with them. And maybe it's a small gift that you send over to them, again, showing your appreciation. And then, of course, if you close the sale, that's another huge trigger. Now, with your employees, there are all kinds of triggers. If they've made some kind of a contribution to the business, that's a great time to call them out individually at a team meeting or through a team email. Send them a card, pat them on the back, pay them a personal visit. Make it timely and make it a good experience for them. With your business partners and so forth, good times to send gifts are naturally life event occasions and things like that, whether it's a birthday, the birth of a new child, maybe they purchased a new home, a kid graduated from college, anything like that where you're just showing some kind of recognition for the person, showing that you have a true interest in them and value their position within the company.
And so the other question I have, which follows up with that, is so why is it so important? Because, and I'm going to go back to the way, and it's part of the name of your company is your rep. So, because what I see you do is not only just get the right gift, but it's literally the presentation of it. And why is that so? Well, first of all, let's talk about your boxes. I know you get, and if you're listening, go to her website so you can visualize what I'm talking about. But, and it's hollyrupp.com. What I would like to know is your boxes, not only are they beautiful, but they're reusable because of the way that you wrap everything. But what is the importance of having a nicely wrapped gift? Because lots of people do things, they do marketing promos, you know, but, and even when we did marketing promos, but we put them in one of your boxes. So what makes the difference of just saying, oh, here's a gift, and then here's a presented well gift? And does that really make a difference to people? Although I know that people fall in love with your boxes alone before they even open the gift, but that's besides the point. But why is that so important?
I think it shows that you've taken a lot of time and put some thought into the gift. Now, you know, if you are outsourcing that to HollyWrap, it still shows that you have put a lot of thought into what you're doing. If you show up with and I've seen this happen at presentations where the speakers are given a speaker's gift, and I've seen people actually hand a plastic bag of the source of maybe where the gift came from. I'm not quite sure. But a plastic bag with something in it as a speaker's gift in front of an audience of maybe 300 people. And I'm just appalled when I see something like that. Not only does it say last minute, but it says we didn't really think about this ahead of time and we didn't really want to take the time to get the right thing. We didn't know what to get, so we ran out and grabbed this and here you go. Well, if you're presenting someone with a gift box that is beautifully wrapped, and it doesn't have to be extravagant, but it is a wrapped gift box, that shows, that gives a completely different signal. We thought about this. We took time to purchase something, especially for you, and then we wanted to present it to you in this fashion so that you know just how meaningful what you've done for us means. It is a totally different feeling when you receive a gift like that. I saw a little blurb one time, I think it was on the web, and it showed three gift bags, the type that you purchase at a department store or a drugstore, that were stuffed with a gift and a bunch of the shredded paper and stuff. So they look presentable. You know, that's gotten very popular, and I understand why. I know I've used them, and I know we all do a lot. Three of those side by side, and then a gift box that was wrapped with a bow on top, not extravagant, but a wrapped gift. And a small child looking at those three things picks up the wrapped package. I think it's the thrill of opening the box, going through the tissue, the excitement of seeing what's inside. And anytime you see programs, whether they're cartoons or even adult programs on television where gifts are presented, they're not in a gift bag. They are in a gift box. It just shows so much more personalization and meaning.
And, you know, that's so funny you mentioned that, because that was going to be my next question, is how you feel about two things, because it's really funny. You know, I have Cole, who's my 9-year-old. He dislikes gift box. He dislikes gift bags. He doesn't like when we do that. And he also dislikes, when he gives his friends a gift, and he dislikes gift cards. We have arguments over this, because if mommy doesn't have time, it goes into a gift bag and we go to the party, or we get a gift certificate, and he does not like either of them. He doesn't find it perfect. And I'm like, you're 9, Cole, this is not really, it's okay. And he's like, no, it isn't. We have to go to the store. We have to pick out a gift. So what's your feeling on those two things? Like, I do it because it's the mommy rush and I'm like, it's a child's birthday party. But what is your take on gift bags, and then gift cards, is that acceptable? Like, get in and out back, stopping at the, or just, I just want like to know your thoughts on that.
Definitely gift cards are acceptable. Just one quick example. I have a client that purchases gifts from me to the same person about 3 to 4 times a year. So it's someone who's very instrumental in her business, and she wants to recognize her, kind of every quarter with something special. We've gone through so many things in the last few years that we wanted to look for something kind of different, a new surprise this time. So we're doing gift cards to 2 local businesses, again, trying to keep it very local, and we picked 2 that we thought she would be most interested in. One is a bookstore, because we know that she likes to read a lot, and the other is a restaurant in town that's locally owned that has a very diverse menu, and the options are in a good price point. So we chose 2 gift cards for her, one for the restaurant, one for the bookstore, which happened to be right next door to one another. So the way we're going to present the gift card is in a gift card box, just a small box, gift card size. So that'll be hand-wrapped and decorated, and we're going to include a note, a curated piece in there about these different businesses, and then provide the setup of an experience for her to, take a half day off, spend the day in the Highlands neighborhood visiting these 2 longtime Highland businesses who are important to the community. Here's the bookstore, here's the restaurant, gift card, here's the information. Go enjoy yourself, have a nice experience and a nice day. So in that setting, we're still personalizing those gift cards to our recipients. So instead of just running out and grabbing, a MasterCard or an American Express gift card and popping it into the little folder that they have and handing it over, it's a very different experience. Now, college graduates more than likely are going to love getting that gift card that goes anywhere. So that, there are just times and places for all of that. But I think for for the most, in the most situations, with adult recipients, having a personalized gift is much more meaningful to them. I don't know about Cole Strands, you know, if they love ice cream or they love this or that. But I definitely come from his point of view when it's just go grab something that you know that they'll use in some way, as opposed to something you know they'd really like to have.
Yeah, he's so fun. He's very, oh, we have had arguments. I don't have time for that. No, no, we are going. I know what they like. We are going. We are going to pick it out. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's really funny. But I think that it's a good positive thing for him to be like that, because he really does try to put thought into whoever he's getting a gift for. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I work in social web world, and I'm like, all right, let's get this done. It's good. He slows me down, and you know, it makes me think about what we're doing and who we're getting it for. Everything from the cards. I don't want that card, Mom. It's not the right one.
Kids have to be early on. We just, because of lack of time as adults, we start to try to, you know, scale down some of the responsibilities there, and I totally understand it. And you know, it's my business, and you know what they say about the shoemaker's kids don't have any shoes. This is my business. There are more times when, because I'm busy and, you know, life happens, that all of a sudden I realize, oh my gosh, I need to send so-and-so a card or send them a gift and thank them, and it's not as timely as I would like it to be. But, you know, when I'm working for my clients, that's a priority for me. But not, I'm not trying to excuse my own lack of attention to detail.
I have the same problem with my own social media. Don't feel bad. I completely understand. Everybody else's is a priority. Well, and so that brings me to my next question, actually, then. So do you, when you're working with businesses, and are they mindful of these things? Because to me, you know, my thought on this is that it's a great marketing tool. Like, it really is a pre-marketing tool. And you know, there's tchotchkes that you can get, and I'm not, for my own business, I'm not big on that. But I think that it's a really good marketing tool. So when you have a client that says, oh, let's do this or that, is it you who have to remind, are you their reminder to do this, or are you finding, because, you know, those businesses are so busy, do they need a reminder? Do they need a gentle push to go, oh, by the way, you may want to, it's this time of year, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I think so. And maybe with that, as I mentioned earlier, I have so many repeat clients, it becomes so much easier for them to make that quick decision, oh, I need to send a gift. And instead of writing it down on a pad of paper and putting it to the side and forgetting about it, they just send me a quick email. So not only is it providing, you know, I think a very valuable service for them, but it's making them much easier to remember people, because it's an easy job for them to get done quickly. And the feedback that they get from their recipients motivates them to keep, you know, repeating this model. So it is difficult for, I think, businesses to keep all this stuff at the top of their minds on a daily basis. I know administrative assistants and HR-type people, I think, typically used to, anyway, be the ones that would kind of take care of this. But the job responsibilities have expanded in most areas so much that there's really nobody that stays on top of this. So something that we provide with the gift model or recognition package for a business would include reminders of all these different kinds of things and suggestions for sort of a, you know, a gift at this level, a gift at that level, and so forth. So it does kind of help keep top of mind for them when something comes along. But at this point, we are not actually involved with specifically day-to-day reminding, you know, this so-and-so's birthday and so forth.
Okay. And so here's my next question. We can laugh at this in a moment, but is there too cheap of a gift? Like, you know, like, again, businesses, they go, okay, I'm going to do this, and then they start to look at their dollar and cents. So is there too, like, is it kind of like presentation would step it up a little bit? Or, you know, like, what's a good budget for a gift? I mean, I'm granted that it probably is who is it going to, but is there too cheap or to not bother, or or is there something that's low cost enough yet or can go up high? I know you have a set range of prices, but what is the, like an average that somebody should be spending, I guess?
Okay. The average that I see when I first started the business with this client, the average gift was, let's say, $25 to $30. And initially with a new client, it wasn't really a test sale, but it was a little, I had to do a lot of talking to get that sale to go through. Since then, they keep upping the amount that they want to spend on the gift. So they're definitely seeing the value come back on it. So now that the average right now is more like a $50 to $60 gift. But those are with repeat clients, you know, so their experience is changing as they go along. But is any gift too cheap to send or too inexpensive? And it would depend on what that type of recognition is. In our presentation, we talk about so many different types of recognition that have nothing to do with purchasing a gift. But still, they are heartfelt means of saying, I appreciate you. I'm so glad that you're on my team. I'm so glad you're my client. You've done a wonderful job. Whatever the type of recognition is, it doesn't have to be something you purchase. But it needs to be done very timely, and it needs to be done in a good way. As far as gifts, when something you hold in your hand type gift, I have a strong feeling about using marketing materials as gifts. That is, it's never a gift to send someone marketing materials. Marketing materials have their place, and they're very valuable, and everybody appreciates that. But you don't use them as a gift. I mean, you just don't. So if you need to purchase something, I think it all comes down to the value of the action or the value of the client or the value of the business they brought in. And I'll just give a quick example. We, with our insurance agent, we have tons of insurance, maybe not as much as a lot of other people, but we have quite a bit between cars and home and umbrella policy and life insurance, all the other things. And other than that, we also have referred a couple of clients to him that we know were really, you know, good clients for him. We received a gift card in the mail, and we were pretty excited about it, and we checked the value. It was $10, and we felt like that was just a little bit too cheap. And I think it was a turnkey thing. They probably just went on, you know, their own business website or whatever and sent this card real quick and didn't really give it any thought. So to us, it didn't really make sense to send that. We would have much rather had a nice handwritten thank you note. So, yeah, there are situations where you don't want to send something that's, you know, not an expensive item. But, again, that depends, and that's where our business kind of comes in to help people make those decisions. So I hope that made sense to you, what I was just saying.
It absolutely did. I was reading an article not too long ago, and it's going to go almost back to your handwritten letters, that nonprofits in general, because obviously nonprofits don't always have the money to send things back to people, but they – had a lot of different nonprofits were upping the amount that people were donating because they sent a handwritten letter back to their donors,
yes,
thanking them for the gift, and then they would be surprised by even more donations by them because they took the time to thank them.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows so much more appreciation. It's heartfelt, and you know it when you see it.
Exactly. So I think that makes complete sense to me. And I think that goes back to your point that it's more about thinking about what you're doing than just doing something just to do it. It has to make sense. It has to make. So when you're talking about budgets and who, now the same question goes for the employees. Like when you're doing employee gifts, is there a difference? Do you find there is a difference between employee gift amounts and customer amounts that people are spending, or is it the average straight through the same?
I think typically the employee gift amounts have been, you know, a little smaller. Most of the businesses that I work with are locally owned businesses. They have a primary, one or two primary business owners that I interface with directly, and they don't have a ton of employees. that has changed a little bit in the last year. I've picked up two new clients that have quite a few employees. But at this point, they haven't started using me for employee gifts. They may do something else internally. But I think that for the most part, businesses probably do spend less on employee gifts, but I don't necessarily think that's the right thing.
Right. No, I understand. I think those are the people who are going to give you the most turn in investment if they're happy employees. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I was going to ask you is we talked about what products you can send and what type of and you made a very key point that marketing materials are not gifts, and I could not agree more. They are not gifts. Marketing materials are great. I mean, obviously, I'm in the business of marketing, so I get that. But I think that there's a big difference between marketing materials and giving a gift. So if for anybody who's out there, we've talked about budgets and we've talked about what you could give. And so if you have a new, just talk me through this. Like if you have a new client who, you know, or somebody, a woman who's just opened a business, what advice would you give them? When to start, you know, do you start right away with your new business, getting people used to a gift? Do you wait until you have a certain amount? Like, what would be your advice? Because we have entrepreneurs who listen and some who've been in business for a while, but some who might be just starting out. And when is a good time to start with the idea of gifting? Do you start it right away based on your budget, or do you wait a little bit? What do you do? What do you get your customers used to right away?
I think the key word is recognition, and you do want to start that right away. So if you're visiting a prospective new client, or if you're sending some kind of informational marketing material through the mail, however you decide to start building that relationship, just be sure that in your prose, and maybe you put a handwritten note, or maybe you include some kind of, you know, a little voucher, a little coupon for a free cup of coffee at their local coffee store or something. I don't know what that would be at this point, but you just can't start soon enough with saying thank you and recognizing the time that someone spent with you. So obviously, you know, just to start visiting people, it's not probably going to be within your budget to start distributing gifts. But you can easily pick up something, a cup of coffee and a small treat or something to take to someone's office when you go to visit them. So just showing that little signs of recognition, a handwritten thank you note after the meeting, thanking them for their time, maybe an invitation to meet for a drink at some point, you know, down the road if they have said, you know, I love the idea of what you're doing, but it's not in my budget right now, or it's not within my business plan at this point. You know, set up, go ahead and keep the connection going, maybe trying to set up a meeting in the future or put yourself a reminder in your calendar a couple of months down the road to call and see if they could meet you for a drink, which, of course, you would want to pick up. So I think that's pretty common knowledge that if you invite a potential client or an employee or someone to come out with you for a drink or a meal, you probably want to be picking that up. But then when you start actually sending gifts, again, it doesn't have to be anything really expensive, but it should be something meaningful. Another thing that we promote, actually, is sending a signature gift from your company, and maybe it has a signature look to the gift box. So when it comes in, it's kind of, oh, I know who this is from, and you're kind of excited to open it. And you know the first gift, you know, maybe you're getting a little box of chocolates or a little package of hand-roasted local coffee or something like that. It's still fun and exciting to open that. And, you know, even if your business can't afford to go much further than that cost-wise over the first year or two, I think that's still sending the message that you recognize that person and appreciate what they are doing with you and for you.
Well, I like that idea. I also like the idea of chocolate, since you're sending something and you're giving them a notice. So in the last few minutes, what I'd like you to talk about specifically is like the best like story of somebody being so excited to open your gift, or stories that you found out and what they were, because I can't tell you enough to go and see Amy's website because her boxes are phenomenal. So every, you know, people are excited. But what's like the, do you have like a best story that you can remember back and say, okay, this really changed something or helped something, or they were just so excited and what that gift was?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, and this was a couple of years ago, I was delivering a gift to the University of Louisville at the School of Business for someone who works there. And walking through the different offices, they weren't cubicles, or maybe it's modular type office, I'm not sure. So there would be, you know, four different desks at each corner of the office, and they, everything, anybody that came through the door was very visible. And, of course, everybody's head comes up. And when I, you know, am delivering a gift, I mean, people are oohing and aahing and, oh, where is that? Where did it come from? And then they want your contact information. So it's a good marketing tool, actually, for me. But that was really exciting. I had a lady stop me, you know, on my way to one of the offices and said, where did you get that? What is that? What's it all about? And, you know, she followed up with me with an email right away. So it was pretty fun. I mean, and it's always exciting, and it's a good feeling to deliver gifts. One Christmas a couple of years ago, my husband had a lot of vacation time at Christmas, so he was delivering things for me, and he absolutely loved delivering gifts. Of course, he'd get kind of dressed up, and he was this, you know, handsome young guy walking in with a gift, and it was another good marketing tool. Unfortunately, I don't really have that at my disposal anymore. So we do have a partnership with Nancy Craft Florist now. They do deliveries for us, and I think that's upped the profile of our business significantly. It gives us a lot of credibility, and so somebody's not coming to the door without, you know, a uniform and kind of in a car that the person in the home doesn't recognize. It's a Nancy Craft fan sitting out there. They're not hesitant to open the door, and, of course, they're pretty excited when they get a gift handed over to them as well. So that, in my experience, Wendy, was one of my most exciting, fun times. Was early on, and I realized how excited people were to see a gift box walk into the room.
Yeah, well, who's not happy when they see a gift? I mean, really, when I don't know many people who aren't, but I can't imagine. It's like delivering paychecks. People are very happy when they see the happy time. So I think
a fun business, gifts are always appreciated, and if it's the right gift that has some thought behind it and gives the recipient a true experience, whether it's simply through the delivery of the gift and then being able to open it, or maybe it's the experience of creating some kind of adventure for them, which we like to focus on as well, it's very, very memorable. You just cannot go wrong by sending a gift.
And so my because we have about 7 minutes left, so I have two more quick questions. So yes, everybody's happy when they get a gift. Everybody is. What is the one time that and you talk about early on in your business doing that? What is, well, no, I actually have another question for you. I'm going to ask this instead because again, your boxes are phenomenally beautiful. What is your favorite type of box to deliver? Is it the small ones, the big ones? Does it make a difference? Like, do people just, you know, do you get different reactions? And Mandarin Craft's delivering for you. For those who are not from the Louisville area, it is a phenomenal flower store here. So I've ordered stuff. I love their stuff. But what is the What's your favorite type for you to do? Like that you go, okay, this is going to be incredible because it's, you know, this, or I know, you know, what's your favorite gift to give?
I think the one that I use most commonly, which is a 9x9x5 gift box, gives a lot of good presentation. It holds just about anything you'd want to put in there, unless it's a piece of serveware, you know, a platter or something. And it's not too much a box that you have to create a super huge bow or something on top, because those sometimes in travel, you know, in transportation, can take a little hit here and there. But this size box supports a very healthy-looking bow and doesn't show a lot of wear and tear at all, really. it's still hefty enough and significant enough that it's going to draw attention when I take it in. And just a little bit more about the gift boxes I use. They're very high quality, sturdy. The top is wrapped separately from the bottom, and that's what makes it reusable. Well, we put a little note on top of the box that kind of is instructions on how to open the gift box so that people don't just tear into the bow immediately unless they want to. They can mm-hmm. take the top off and then reuse the box because the top comes off with everything intact, the bow, the paper, and the whole thing. So they get reused quite a bit. And a fun story, at least through one of the networking groups Wendy and I have been in together, people are seeing these boxes recirculate. They'll say, oh, there's a Holly Wrap box. It definitely has my brand on it when somebody sees it. So it's exciting to hear that. That's a lot of fun when anytime I hear someone say that.
Yeah, no, we definitely like that. And we had a Secret Santa swap, so we knew which one was yours last year. So, which is really, really nice to be able to go and know that you're getting something because you can see the presentation and go, you want to open that gift. So my last question for you, and then we're going to wrap up here, no pun intended, I just realized I said that anyway. I always ask this question, if you could describe in one word what it feels like for you to give a gift after all of these years, still to this day, what is it?
Happiness.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I thought of a zillion words, but I think it makes me happy to give someone a gift. And I think that has to be the main feeling, is that you see the happiness and surprise on their face, and it makes you happy.
Yeah, I think I can agree with you there that there is a wondrous a joy of gift giving, and it does make people happy. So I am so happy you came. I'm happy you came on the air today. Let's go over your contact information, because I have a commercial for the people who are on air, and we are having lots of technical difficulties. So I will send that to you, Amy, your commercial. But let's go over how people can contact you in the last few minutes. And you'll take orders from anywhere in the country. So if you are interested in sending a Kentucky gift or setting up a business gift program, Amy's the woman to talk to. So how do they get in touch with you?
The best way to contact me is through email, and that's at hollywrap, HOLLEYWRAP, @gmail.com. And phone number is
502-797-2227. And okay, and your website is hollywrap, spelt the same way, .com, and you give all year round. So right. So don't a lot of people, they're like, they're accounting, they wait till April 1st to call in a bookkeeper. You don't have to wait till the holidays. You can start now and plan ahead.
You can, and we have one client that plans ahead to deliver in January after the holidays. He likes his clients to have something after the holidays to look forward to. So that's always a fun thing to do.
Well, and anybody who's listening, Christmas in July is coming very soon. I just realized that. So it's a perfect time to call you, because it's Christmas in July coming.
We are building up for that. We're getting ready now.
Are you really? I was only kidding, but yeah. Do people start to do that? That's so neat. Okay.
We're reaching out to clients to set up dates. Yes, to start picking out products. A lot of sometimes the volume that they need, or if it's a specialized type of object, we have to count on 2 or 3, 4 months sometimes to get that product made and in. Especially if they're needing 100, or even 75, 50. So. Yep, we start planning ahead.
Oh, that's great. That is great. So it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, Amy. I apologize again for the technical difficulty in the beginning, but it has been a great show. I adore you, and I am hoping to see you. So we're gonna end at this point, and we will be back next week. Thank you again, Amy.
Andy, it was my pleasure.
We will be back next week with Dr. Charles Musburger, a noted psychiatrist who does everything from helping people, women in domestic violence situations, to giving his time to the population, along with, and I forgot my, Mona, who is an attorney that will be talking about selfies and the law with selfies. How protected are you? So I'm really, really looking forward to both of those guests. It's a 2-for-1 show. And Amy, thank you again. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Love, Light, and Passion with Wendy Manganiello. Visit her at www.socialabundancemarketing.com.